This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Open the door to conversation about the realities in the world. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Uri Geller joins us in a few moments. We'll be talking about any number of things from his sensitive perspective. The Ebola situation and how Sierra Leone is hoping to halt the problem. The country has ordered its 6 million people to stay in their homes away from any contact with anybody for the next 3 days. There are a group of volunteers that are conducting a house-to-house search for victims of Ebola, those people who have Ebola, who are in hiding. Remember, the biggest problem with this Ebola virus is the ignorance that surrounds its treatment, care, and lack of understanding.
This is why I don't think we will have a problem with it. Because, A, we're not stupid enough to go
It's not that they're stupid. They just don't have the infrastructure. They have no educational system in these countries, really. They have no real public education. They don't have education, period.
Unless they know by now.
But you would think they
Ebola
would.
Ebola is here.
They don't think like us, Richie.
They don't get it. That's why I predict that if Ebola does come here, it will be that person will be closed quarantined in a hospital and
locked
a secure
up.
Facility,
yeah.
And it will not be able to spread.
Well, there are those who worry continually about how somebody from ISIS could go over there and get it and spread it around and whether or not.
So they spread it to three people. Mm-hmm. Those three people are quarantined. It's over.
Well, but that's not necessarily, that may be the reality, but that's not what the news media is going to report. So you'll have epidemics are not what kill people. What kills people is misinformation. All of the
misinformation.
Yeah, exactly. Complete misinformation, and some of it is intentional. And with that in mind, let me bring Uri in here. Uri Geller is one of my best friends. He and I have been pals for several decades. I marvel at his ability to look at things, understand, and interpret things for people so that they will understand. He deals with the mind, and there is nothing trickier, Uri, than the mind. People and their fear-based thinking. I've been more or less the theme of the program today has been fear and how to avoid it, because there are so many things, whether it's ISIS, whether we're in your native country of Israel or worried about the Palestinians, whether or not the UK is going to fall apart because Scotland. I mean, every day we're just faced with fear mongering and messages of fear. How do you advise people to use their mind to get away from this?
First of all, I just heard your few last words with the gentleman you were speaking to about ISIS. And ISIS is indeed, you know, an organization that are out to kill us all, and they have infiltrated into many different countries, and there is genuine fear from government that their citizens in their country will be assassinated, murdered, killed, beheaded. So there are genuine fears, and there are false fears that usually government creates to have a control, a clutch over their people. I think we spoke about this a few times. But the ordinary person who is bombarded day in and day out by these fear-mongers, by the news that brings fear into their lives, it's something that you cannot avoid living in it and you're living in it. The question is, like you asked me, how do you try to ebb away from fear factor? Well, my, you know, easiest suggestion, and I think the most logical suggestion, is to go on with your life, wake up in the morning and think positive, be always optimistic about your own life, your family's life, your friend's life. Always be motivated to see the bright side of things that hit you every day. But then, on the other side, you also have to be ready. You have to be alert. You have to be aware of the situation that has been created around you by other forces of evil. And I think you would agree with me, Doug. You've got to be vigilant. You've got to wake up. And this is a fact. We are living in this world at this day and age. And there's nothing we can really do about it except fight it, but be positive and optimistic.
Remember the old the song, "Always look on the bright side of life." Remember that from Monty Python? Eric Idle.
Yes, well, that's right. It's actually to mention Scotland, England. As you know, the Scots voted that they don't want to leave. They don't want to divorce England. And this is very, very powerful, important, positive step. You are right. People feared. People were very worried about the outcome that came fairly early this morning. But, you know, thanks God, everything worked the way at least I wanted it to happen this way. And the fear level has now dropped. But then, when you open the radio or television or your internet news, again, you're bombarded by what's happening in the Middle East and worldwide with these terrorist groups.
All right, so let's take one other another example of fear-mongering. I saw a headline today basically suggesting that if you don't heed the advice of your doctor and get a flu shot, 6 million people could die in America this winter. And that's complete and utter nonsense. Yeah. But yet it's... Yeah, go ahead, Harry.
Let me just because most newspapers that come up with these type of stories, they're basically implanting stories in every daily paper in order to sell more papers. Now, if these reports come from a bona fide, you know, medical arena, I don't know, like the Mayo Clinic, like the Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York, when there is a very big scientific, medical scientific body backing such a report, you've got to listen. You've got to get that advice from the medical field and, you know, act appropriately. Now, I don't know where you read this report. Where was this report that if you don't finish a vaccination, you'll die?
Well, this is something that more or less is the public institutions, public health departments, the states and the federal government all are in, they're all cronies, they all go to the same schools, and they all want people to get vaccinated for this, that, or the other thing, and some people don't want to be vaccinated for a lot of things. It has happened year after year that flu shots have made people sick, depending on the flu virus, and so they use these scare tactics, and people fall for them because they see doctors as authority figures, not understanding the doctors are just like everybody else. There are good ones and there are bad ones.
I understand that, but then you're entering the field of conspiracy theory. What you're saying, really, is that these governmental bodies are misleading 300 million Americans.
What I'm saying is that they're in cahoots with the drug companies who make a lot of money on selling flu viruses that more often than not they do nothing or they create a problem rather than solve a problem. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. People in my family, people who are friends of mine, insist on getting flu shots and they get sick. Does it happen all the time? No. Does it protect some people? Yes. But is it necessary if you have a strong immune system, you eat good foods, take good supplements? No, it's not necessary. Nothing is if you take care of your body.
How do you know that most people eat the right way, take the right supplements? You don't. But let me ask you this question. Did you ever inoculate, did you ever give injection to your cows?
I do. On occasion, when they get really sick, yes, I do give them some things that will hopefully deal with the issues that they may have with their health and well-being. If I can't fix it in the way that I normally would fix it with nutrition, then yeah, I do give them. And I would do it myself. You and I talk about this all the time. You and I agree on how people should be taken care of. If you need to go to the hospital to have surgery, you need to go to the hospital to have surgery.
Absolutely, but now, this is a brilliant example, if you will. Look at yourself, you're giving injections to your own cows because you want them to live longer, be healthier, and so on. So you can't totally discount what the American Medical Association comes out with.
What I discount is the blanket recommendation that everybody should get a flu shot. That's foolish. So that's basically what I'm going to do.
I'm really not a doctor. Neither am I. So we can't really be.
I play one on the radio though from time to time. All right, I want you to just quickly, before you go, Joan Rivers' last book is apparently about Jewish food. Remember the old joke, what does a Jewish woman make for dinner? And the answer is reservations. I've not noticed, frankly, in my trips to Israel, that there has been anything distinctive about Jewish food that I thought was superb. What am I missing?
Because I'm in a car and I'm on my BlackBerry, I didn't hear your last word. Say that again.
I said, what is there about Jewish food, Jewish cooking, that makes it unique?
Okay. Well, but look, I've been eating Jewish food all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say Jewish food, what do you exactly mean by it? I'm sure that in other countries they have chicken soup and they have mushroom soup and you've got different kinds of fish, but my diet is really Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. And you look up Mediterranean food. Everybody at home who's listening to us now or driving a car, just Google Mediterranean food. You will see that people who are on a Mediterranean diet, which means lots of fish, salads, fruit, hummus, tahina, falafel, foods that have very low saturated fat, food that gives you very good nutrition, you're bound to live longer. You're bound to be a healthier person than someone who eats hamburgers every day and meat every day and drinks high-calorie drinks and so on.
Well, I think the people who live in Israel that I have met and people in that area have good health. They are not overweight usually, and it's because of that diet. And I think that was the point. You made it better because it is sort of the general Mediterranean diet. All right, Uri, thank you. Check out Uri's website, URIGELLER.com. Uri Geller, Mr. Fire Paranormalist, here with us on Good Day.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home this summer from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square and then hang it up in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out. With easy-to-use color selection tools, you can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Turn it up louder.
Says who?
Says me.
Yeah.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
There must be some kind of way out of here. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Come and take my earth. None will level on the mind. Nobody's up in this world.
This song is bringing back some memories for me. Richie's a big fan of Jimi Hendrix. I never was. But I would tell you, this song, about the only one that I ever gravitated to of Jimi Hendrix's, and I'm not sure why. I'll give you a little personal history. When I
was... Bob Dylan, and you like Bob Dylan?
I do like Dylan, for the most part. Not all the stuff. But this song was... I worked, as hard as this is to believe for people who know me, for about 2 years, I did a morning program in Boston on a progressive rock station. And I was, it was the old shut up and play the music routine with me because it was more conversation about what was going on in the world and how it affected people who were listeners to that radio station. But I remember having a dose of Jimi Hendrix, and this song, for whatever the reason, made sense to me, but it didn't turn me off like a lot of the other music that I was supposed to like by playing
the hits.
I did.
That you,
right.
Cross town traffic.
Yeah. Wow. I'm listening to him singing, and I find it hard to believe there's a man who's 27 years old there with the wisdom and wit, not wit maybe, but wisdom that he demonstrated in the lyrics for some of these songs. Purple Haze, Foxy Lady, certainly were anthems for the war in
for a while.
Vietnam.
I mean, he'd played guitar for the Isley Brothers and Little Richard.
He was around from the 50s. He died. The reason they were playing his music, acknowledging Jimi Hendrix, because he passed away on this date in 1970.
Part of the 27 Club.
27, exactly.
Jim Morrison.
Overdose of sleeping pills. Couldn't handle the fame or the reality or whatever it was. Also from that same era in my career, the band Metallica.
Well, later, into the 80s.
I remember, I'm pretty sure I remember playing some Metallica when I was doing this in the early 70s.
Huh? No, you did not.
You sure?
Yeah.
Kenny, when did Metallica first get formed? Yeah, I can sure. I think I remember a Blue album.
Early
80s, really? Why do I remember? Why do I remember?
1981.
Really? Jeez, I could swear I remember it had skulls on it, and I thought it was Metallica. Anyway,
you're probably thinking of Ozzy Osbourne or something.
I don't know, whatever. Yeah. The story at DougStephan.com of the group Metallica trying to stay ahead of bootleggers and pirates. They are set to release. They've had, the past 10 years, a lot of trouble because of bootleggers offering a lot of. I mean, now the bootleggers are good. They have high quality recordings.
You go to many shows, and a lot of venues will allow you to record the show and share it. And that's the way a lot of bands get around the bootleggers. People actually making money on it is they say, okay, you want to record us and share it with people? Great. You're sharing our music. That's fine with us. Gets more people to buy our music. And then Pearl Jam really started this recording their concerts and selling them 10 years ago to basically up yours to the record companies. Well, now Metallica is going to do, 27 shows?
27 live albums.
Yeah.
They're going to release them through their website over the course of the next couple of months before Christmas, and they chronicle every show that has been on their latest tour. So if you're a Metallica fan, you want to check
great
that
idea.
Info
love
out
it.
At DougStephan.com. It's 28 past the hour. Good day.
My favorite detective is back. This time he's a lovesick adventurer. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The year is 88 BC, and Gordianus is a young man living in Alexandria. He spends his days in bed with his beloved slave Bethesda until she just disappears. Did she run off or was she kidnapped? Gordianus follows her trail deep into the Egyptian Delta as he heads for a place called the Cuckoo's Nest. The novel is Raiders of the Nile by the Roman historian Stephen Saylor. He takes a break from Caesar to bring us a broader view of the ancient world. And you get a glimpse of how terrorists think as he introduces you to outcasts dissatisfied with the government and hiding in plain sight, planning their next attack. It's light reading, but just like today, danger and poverty are commonplace and parts of the world on the verge of war. Will Gordianus find his sweetheart? As usual, he's resourceful, gutsy, and not quite lovable. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. It's a must-have for your home. Cedarside's original biting insect spray is 100% USDA bio-preferred organic pest control, made from all-natural cedar oil, and both kills and repels bugs. It's a contact killer, yet not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. Cedarside.com offers a whole suite of organic pest control products to kill and eradicate bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, and scorpions, to name a few. Cedarside.com products may be used in and around the home in mister systems, and they even have a direct injection system to create a pest barrier through your sprinkler system. To order, go to Cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. That's Cedarside.com or 800-842-1464. The only pest control you will ever need, and it's organic for people, pets, and premises.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Good day to be Kenny. Ken Kessler. Ken is here monitoring social media, Twitter, at Good Day, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Mitch McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer is not feeling well today. We'll have a boo-hoo for her. Peggy's on the farm ready for a good weekend of lots of work, chopping corn and baling hay and doing all that. Start having pregnancy tests. Richie wanted to know how they check. Don't they have a blood test or a urine test for college?
Any human can walk into a any kind of a pharmacy
right.
and buy one of those little strips.
A pharmacy.
Take it into the restroom and within seconds know whether she is pregnant or not.
Right.
You have to stick your arm God knows where
long
to feel
way
that
down
there's
there.
A creature inside.
Right.
And so I asked, can't you just go to the CVS and buy one of those little strips and have the cow pound it and find out whether she's pregnant or not?
Cow pregnancy test. No, that is not one of those strips. Sorry. You got to know how long it's going to be. You can tell by feeling the calf's head approximately within 10, 15 days.
Never shake it your hand again.
And just visualize these long plastic sheaths that is like a glove all the way up to your shoulder. And just
whatever. You don't wear a glove.
All right. Yes, I do. Other animal news today. The story of a man who catched. Good. That's wonderful, Doug. A man who caught a 17-foot anaconda snake.
Anaconda?
With his bare hands. Do you know how dangerous and how powerful those snakes are?
Yeah,
17 foot.
They won't bite. They will squeeze you to death and swallow you whole.
And they eat you. Right. That's it.
No chewing.
Good Lord, man. Whew. Yeah, good chewing. All right, so Richie was taken to the woodshed by our friend John Harper, who runs WMEL.
What I do now.
You said that there was a plane crash, and there was not a plane crash. Ah. It was a plane in-flight emergency.
Thank you.
And so John did not want you to, in an inappropriate fashion, scare people about something. It's bad enough to be in a plane that has an engine explode. If you didn't hear the story yesterday afternoon, taking off from Long Beach, headed to Austin, Texas, a JetBlue Airbus lost its right engine. What the story shows is three things for me, or maybe four. One, the plane's a piece of crap. Number two, the pilot was very good. Plane landed because they knew how to handle the situation, the emergency. And people survived, all of them, even though the plane was so full of acrid smoke that people literally couldn't see the person in the seat next to them. That's how bad the smoke was in the plane. Got on the ground, put out the chutes, everybody gets out. End of story. But the fact that it wasn't a crash per se, the plane landed well because the pilot was skilled, that's something to take into account here. So an emergency handled well by the crew. The plane, again, a piece of crap. The oxygen system didn't work on the plane.
And that's official, by the way.
What, that's a piece of crap? Yeah, it is. Official for me. Anyway, so the oxygen mask didn't work. So the stewardess...
They didn't drop down.
No. Well, they didn't work. So they didn't drop down, so they couldn't work. So the flight attendants were going in, up and down the plane, opening them for everybody by hand. So good training for the crew. The pilot knew how to land the plane. It could have been a disaster.
Congrats to JetBlue.
Because they could have gone right into the tank. Well, congrats to JetBlue. But congrats to the pilot and the crew. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. All right, John, thank you. I love it when you take Richie to the woodshed.
Well, when I said plane crash, we were talking about...
You know, we should have a
segment. Trying to scare you, and
Richie,
as I looked up at the TV,
yeah, there.
When we were talking about it, they were talking about some kind of a plane. Right. So, yes.
Richie, we should have this. Kenny, see if you can figure out how we can do this. Richie goes to the woodshed. We should have a regular focus.
Hey, if anybody's going to take me to the woodshed, John.
You mean? John's okay.
I'll just go. Okay, he's right.
He is right.
Yeah.
All right, this week we've been talking a lot about bad boys playing football and how... The football world is full of thugs. There are good players, good people. We had the story of the player whose name escapes me who is quitting playing because he wants to give his kidney to his brother, who also is a football player. I don't remember the name. Well, I know one was Micaiah and the other was Chris. I don't remember the last name. But at any rate, the point is that there's been a lot of stuff about football players. And this one was something that we posted, the story at DougStefan.com, about LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
This is a very interesting taste of reality. He left a 20-cent tip for a $61 bill at a burger joint. The slip with the 20-cent tip on it was then posted on eBay for sale. The current bid is over $100,000.
That's awesome.
So... This, I don't know, what's the lesson here? This guy's called Shady McCoy. Is that something, I mean, why is he called, what's that nickname all about? I don't know who this guy is.
I don't know why they call him Shady. The guy's he's a hell of a player, man.
Is he?
Oh, he's, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Kenny, you follow this on social media. There are a lot of people, you know, when you're a celebrity, you don't have much privacy. So
why would anybody pay $100,000 for this?
That was what I was wondering. That's the bottom line with me.
The proceeds are going to go to the staff at the restaurant where he left that 20-cent tip.
So?
Still, why?
Yeah, what's page two on that one, Kenny?
Well, so, it's also an autographed of what could be a Hall of Fame player, and it's a very iconic moment in social media because this receipt has been everywhere.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to own the original copy with his original autograph on it.
I'd rather have a Super Bowl jersey.
Man, for $100,000, what the heck? What good could you do? Imagine what good you could do.
If all the proceeds are going to the staff.
Well, I guess that's
fantastic.
Yeah. He signed a 5-year deal for $45 million. And he's, I'm not a football person. Let's see here. Well, I don't know. I guess that tells the story pretty much. There are all kinds of comments that you can follow. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter. I don't know. Do we have comments from our listeners about this after it appeared at DougSteffen.com, Kenny?
We haven't in a couple days since.
Let me tell you something. You work in Philly, and you go and do this to a waiter or a waitress in Philly, they will come after you.
Uh-huh.
He's lucky the mob didn't come and beat him up in the middle of the street, because Philly is unbelievable. They are unmerciful the way they will come after you. So.
All right. So let's see here. A couple of other news notes. The study is complete now. A lot of controversy about fracking. Do you know the story, what fracking is, Richie?
It's basically drilling into a mountaintop to be able to get the oil out of it.
Not even into the mountains. It is going through ledge.
Right.
It depends where the mineral rights are. Controversial for a couple of reasons, but a lot of people think, the EPA and environmental folks think, that fracking will ruin the water table and taint the water. According to a study that has been released this week, there are a couple of highly publicized cases here that went to court and have been kind of messy. The problems with pipes and seals, natural gas wells, this is not going to contaminate water, according to these scientists anyway. So believe it or not, I think that there have been those who have been concerned about not only fracking for the gas, but there's also, wells have been dug across people's property lines to get water, which stirs the pot, as it were. Speaking of stirring the pot, in a moment, we have Lorette Ellsworth, who wants to spend some time talking to you as she coaches you toward more success in your retirement fund. That advice coming up here on Good Day.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Studies show that eating breakfast may lead to improved nutrition, improved concentration in the morning, and better weight management. Since less than half of Americans eat breakfast every day, Belvita is making breakfast a priority for everyone. From September 15th to 19th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Belvita fans can earn cool morning win-inspired swag, like coffee mugs and yoga mats. For your chance to win, tweet during the specified times using the Morning Win hashtag and featured product hashtag listed at morningwin.com. Belvita will unveil a new prize and its hashtag every 30 minutes between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Each prize comes with a box of soft-baked Belvita breakfast biscuits, which provides nutritious morning energy. Enjoy with a serving of fruit and non-fat dairy for a complete breakfast. For more information, visit morningwin.com and make sure you're following at Belvita on Twitter.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, a focus on how to become wealthy or how to hold on to your wealth, how to hold on to the money that you've earned over your career. Loretta Ellsworth is here with us. She is a strategic wealth coach, retirement planner, author of the award-winning book, The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk. RAFT stands for Retirement Approach Free of Tax. You can call 866-620-HERO. That's 866-620-4376 and reserve your free book. You can find it in bookstores and on Amazon, but free, we all agree, is better. So, Loretta, when I look around at some of the things that I have encountered in my own quest to, I don't know, retirement's not, I don't worry about running out of money during my retirement because I don't figure I'm going to retire, but that's just me. There are a lot of people.
A lot of people do want to retire, Doug.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So that's why this has value. But the point I was making is this isn't just about retirement. I mean, investments in general. Somebody sent me an email and asked me to ask you why this person was told by someone who does counseling like you do that real estate was the best way to become wealthy. What's your read on real estate?
Well, real estate can be a risk like any other thing. It's kind of like a commodity. It can go up and down in value, sort of like what the stock market does, which is one of the perils, by the way, of, you know, retirement investing. And this isn't only for retirement. You're right. We set up accounts for 20 and 30-year-olds that use this account for, you know, child's education or for a wedding or something like that. But it's basically you're able to have access to it prior to age 59 and a half. But the three perils when it comes to retirement nest egg planning is market volatility, inflation, and taxes. So you kind of have to ask yourself, Doug, you know, can you live through another market correction like the 35% decline that we saw in 2008? And, you know, history shows us that a bear market takes about 18 months to run its course, but it takes about 5.2 years to regain those losses. So that's 7 years. Mm. How many more 7-year periods of time can you afford to just basically make nothing off of your investments? And that's why this principal protection is so important. With the RAFT strategy, which is a properly designed and funded equity index universal life contract, that's why we call it the RAFT strategy, that's hard to say, but very simply, it's set up with companies that have been around for ages, even 100 years, companies that are grade A companies, but it gives a provision to be able to have that principal protected. So if the market goes down, then you will not lose a penny. And when the market goes up, the average rate of return has been over 8%, Doug, and that's a taxable equivalent of maybe, you know, 12 to 15%, depending on what your tax rate is at the time. So when you look at that coupled with inflation, when do you think inflation is going to kick in? I mean, hey, it's been low recently, mm-hmm. but even at just a 4% inflation, the cost of living doubles every 15 years.
I think that's what people don't realize. It's so stark when you look at some things like what a car costs now versus what a car cost, let's say, in 1950. What a postage stamp costs now. Some of the really dramatic examples, silly as they may be, when you look at a house, and I look at some of the slabs that were built in the town that I grew up in where I still live, they cost $49,000 when they were built in the 50s, and now they're worth like almost $200,000.
Yeah, so everyday lifestyle things,
yeah.
and that can really eat into our retirement. So, I mean, I don't like inflation any more than you do, but if I have to experience it, I want my investment to pace along with it. So when I was doing research for the book, and this is all in the book, it showed that the RAFT strategy tracked along about 4% above inflation and even more at times. And so, you know, we've had some great success over the past 2 years. We've had double-digit returns into the accounts. And even when the market is down, we still get returns because of the blended indexes that we utilize.
Mm-hmm.
So that's inflation. And then taxes, of course, is the biggie. Think about this. Over the past century, I mean, the highest tax bracket has averaged 61%. So in my mind, taxes are on sale right now. So why would you want to put your money into a 401k or an IRA and you know, save the lower tax now, but then later on when you retire and taxes are most likely going up? I mean, who doesn't think taxes are going to go up when you've got all the unfunded liabilities, you have the Affordable Care Act, you have, you know, maybe impending conflict throughout the world? That really falls on us. We're the taxpayers here. We're the ones that are probably going to end up paying higher taxes. And it's funny because we get people calling all the time saying, hey, I thought I was going to be a lower tax bracket when I retired, and I find I'm not. Why? Because I've paid off my home. My kids are no longer in the nest.
Yeah.
Now I'm donating time instead of money to my charities. So I'm in a higher tax bracket. So protect yourself. Get yourself out of some of those taxable accounts like a 401k, IRA, where you're going to have to pay tax on 100% of that money as it's coming out. Put it into a tax-free account, like the RAF strategy.
Well, if you've saved too little, you've delayed saving, this may be a real help to you. 866-620-HERO. That's 866-620-4376 to reserve your free book right now. The RAF book is found in the stores and on Amazon, but free is better. 866-620-HERO. 866-620-4376. Thanks to Lorette Ellsworth here on Good Day.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
I'm here with my partner and 9 other people. See, we're dying, man. You know? You're going to see our brains on a sidewalk. They're going to spill our guts out. Now, you're going to show that on television? Have all your housewives look at that instead of as the world turns? I mean, what do you got for me? I want something for that.
This is a thing I've never known before. It's called easy.
Is there any special country you want to go to? Wyoming. No, Wyoming. It's not a country.
You know something, people? You're going to be remembered the rest of your lives for the day you got held up and kidnapped.
Remember that?
Now I do.
Yeah. From Dog Day Afternoon, this is Uriah Heep, going back to a conversation that I had earlier about playing the advanced rock, some people called it. I remember playing this music as a disc jockey. Uriah Heep, Easy Livin', from Dog Day Afternoon. It was the number one movie during this week in 1975.
Wow.
Ooh. All right, you got anything else from the movie, Richie, before we move
on? That's it. I did them all.
I do.
You do. Chuck Curry has something from the movie. What do you have, Chucker?
I did a revival showing of this film about a year and a half ago.
Really?
And in my mind, Al Pacino's best performance ever.
Well, I love that. Why do you say that? What, it was just because you felt
it was just best acting, because a lot of the sequences in that film went on for 5, 6, 7 minutes without a break in action, and it was just filmed with his doing monologue for 5 or 6 minutes straight, and he's totally in character, and it's a fast, it's a true story, and everything about it is just an excellent movie. And I always said the 70s are Hollywood's golden age. I stick to it. Mm. Best movies of all time were produced in the 70s, and this is a perfect example.
Also, the thing, Chuck, and we've talked about this a lot, it was before Al Pacino started playing Al Pacino in every movie. It was when he was still acting
grounded,
like a character
when
he was
somewhat grounded.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so there's
he went off the rails when he did Jack and Jill with Adam Sandler. Yes,
there you go. All right, so we have a focus on movies that are coming out this weekend. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is responsible for the blog and the website Entertainment Today and Beyond, all about the latest in video releases, DVDs, whatever's going on in the movies. Chuck knows all about it. So hear ye, he gives us his overview of the movies coming out this weekend. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
You're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
All right, Chucker, let's get into some any movie cliches that will be demonstrated this weekend. What do you see that's going to be good at the box office?
Another one of those young adult movies in the vein of The Hunger Games. This movie's called The Maze Runner. It's tracking at a very solid opening, $34 million in business. Primarily an unknown cast. I can't even tell you who's in it. The trailer looks okay. It was shot on a budget of $35 million. Also, A Walk Among the Tombstones, which stars Charles Bronson. Oh, excuse me, I mean Liam Neeson. Well, so, you know, Liam Neeson is 62. He's really reinvented himself into this generation's Charles Bronson, which is not a bad thing. No. He's a great actor, and he really fits this type of genre. It's tracking at around $16 million, and also the comedy with Tina Fey and Jason Bateman, This Is Where I Leave You, tracking at around $11 million. I was looking at the overall schedule. Buzz on David Fincher's Gone Girl is very good, although what I hear is very dark. That opens October 3rd, and you're also seeing a lot of trailers to this movie The Judge, which stars Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall. That opens on October 10th. So September and October usually are what they call soft of the box office, but it appears there are some good movies. And next week, I'm looking forward to The Equalizer.
You want a little movie gossip? Here's a little gossip. You know, sometimes I talk about this, sometimes I don't. My son collaborates with another writer, and they fix scripts. That's what he does for a living. They don't get credit oftentimes, especially if it's a big guy that gets paid $1 million for a script.
Right.
But they've been hired this week to fix a script for a movie called Earth versus Moon. It's a story about a war between inhabitants of the moon versus inhabitants of the Earth. And they were working on it. Brenda was telling me last night some of the ideas. They're just crazy, silly things. But you can look for a movie in the next couple of years called Earth versus Moon, where the Earth goes after the moon people.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.